弟兄姐妹平安
，Peace to you, brothers and sisters。
大概真的是大概十年左右我之前我来过这边讲道。
It's been more than a decade since I was here last time。
但今天神继续带我回来，代表神有他的心意。
I believe God has in His will to lead me back here today。
那我们今天要谈神的救赎计划。
Today I want to share with you the redemptive plan of our God.
这是我们刚刚所读的圣经。
And this is the scripture that we have just read.
对很多人来讲，这跟救赎计划有什么关系？
To many people, after they have read this part of the scripture, will wonder what does this have to do with redemption.
好，在谈这个之前，我想问一下你的计划是什么？
But before we go on, I want to ask you, what kind of things do you usually plan for?
你觉得你的计划是什么？
What do you plan for?
想一想。
Think about it.
其实人的计划里头，少年人在谈理想，青年人在谈梦想，中年人谈抱负，但老年人谈什么呢？
When you are very young, you think about your dream. And when you go on, you start thinking about your will of accomplishing something. When you're getting a stronger person, you plan for your accomplishment. But when you're getting old, what do you plan for?
老年人常常所谈的是怎么样安度晚年。
When you're reaching the stage of senior citizenship, you often plan about your retired days.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们渐渐觉得自己的体力衰退，自己很多事情已经做不到了。
The sense that their strength is diminishing and there are a lot of things they can no longer accomplish.
那么我就要问你了。
Let me ask you then.
新耶稣对你来讲，你对主的救赎计划，你是处在哪一个阶段？
In God's redemptive plan, where do you think the stage that you're in?
你是觉得你对神的计划很了解，很有抱负，还是觉得说 OK, 信耶稣就够了？
Are you looking into God's plan for this whole redemptive work and said,Wow, I think this is going to be a great thing. Or are you just thinking, well, there's a plan, I'm just going to hang around.
我稍微举个例子让你们了解一下。
Let me give you an example.
你们去看过电影吗？
You have only seen a movie before.
Yeah. 有人摇头有人点。
Some people shake their heads.
你知道看电影的时候，如果这个是一个好电影，很要排很长的。
If you've gone to a movie and it happened to be a hit,You'll be way in the end of the very long queue.
这是两点的电影，你一点十二点半就去排了。
Showtime is 2 o'clock. You get there 12:30. You start standing in queue.
然后呢，一点钟你就已经买到票了。
Okay, you got the ticket at 1.
你看是两点的电影票。
And you see, well, okay, the show is 2 o'clock.
请问一下，那一个小时剩下的一个小时，一点到两点，你在做什么
？So between 1 and 2.What do you do?
很多人就在逛 mall, 逛来逛去。
A lot of people will start walking around the mall where the theater is.
你为什么逛 mall 呢？因为你看一看，你也不买，你就是让时间过去。
You're not trying to buy anything, but you just need to kill time, so you walk around.
你知道很多人信耶稣就是像买电影票要等着进场看电影一样。
Do you know a lot of people's faith in Christ is like they got the ticket and they're just waiting for the showtime.
等到你信完耶稣以后，你就在那边晃。
After you're saved, you just kind of wander around aimlessly until the time comes for you.
是这样吗？
Is that the way it is for you?
你要知道，错误的想法产生错误的做法，形成错误的结果。
You know that a wrong intention leads to wrong action, and you ended up with the wrong result.
神的救赎计划是由谁拟定的？
Who did the plan? Who laid down the plan of redemption?
谁？
Who do you think?
那是神，对不对？
God, right?
但是常常人很自以为是的，觉得哦，神既然救我了，反正我想做什么就做什么。
But people usually a lot of time take it for granted that God has in His will to save me.So I'm free to do whatever I want.
如果神跟你的计划是一致的，我感谢主。但是如果不一样的时候，请问一下，谁错了？
So, If your plan happened to align with God's plan, thank God, I thank God for you. But what if your plan is out of step with God's plan? Who made the mistake?
如果发现不一样的时候，你想神会对我们这个人怎么做？
If you realize that you and God are parting ways, what do you think God is going to do to you, for you?
我给大家一个例子。
Let me give you another example.
这是一个弹孔。
This is a bullet hole.
当这个弹孔在的时候，在那边，其实你可以发现一件事情，你可以透过那个弹孔去找到那个源头的。
So, through a bullet hole, you may be able to trace the source of where the bullet came from.
弹孔是一个事情发生的那个表面。
The bullet hole itself is a phenomenon of something happened.
但是如果你透过那个子弹穿过那个玻璃的时候，它所产生的那个角度，你把那个雷射光 一照射的时候，你可以发现是谁在发射那个子弹。
And when you shine this laser beam through the bullet hole on the angle that you can tell, you will be able to tell where the shooter was at.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，也就是说，在你的生活的表面里面所发生的每一件事情，它其实可以溯源到一个根源，是从哪里出发的。
In the same way, everything that happened in your life, you will be able to trace the clues and back to where and how that happened originally.
如果这个出发的点是从神而来，我感谢主，你走在上帝的旨意里头。
If you trace the source and found God,Congratulations, you are walking in God's will.
但是如果这个等到找到那个根源，完全是来自于自己的自私，自己的内心，我必须讲，它跟神的整个计划是无关的。
But if you trace the source and realize that it comes solely from your self-centeredness, let me tell you, it has nothing to do with God's redemptive plan.
圣经上有一段圣经是这样记得，在马太福音七章二十一节到二十四节。
In the gospel written down by Matthew, it is written in this way.
他里面提到说，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯有遵行父神旨意的，才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼。”奉的名行许多异能吗？我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。所以凡听见这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
So in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, it is written down, Not everyone who says to me, Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many, many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never know you. Away from me, you evildoer. Therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice,It's like a wise man who built his house on rock. So we want to spend some time to understand this passage. This is kind of scary when you first come across it. Because a lot of people will say, Oh Lord, Lord. But are they all believers? Are they all Christ believers?
可是这些信主的人，他不仅信主，他还做主的工。
The one who believes in the Lord not only believes, but they do the Lord's work.
可能有一个人是做牧师的位置。
Somebody may be a pastor.
做长老。
Someone may be an elder.
做执事。
A deacon.
啊，你说，哎呦，这牧师啊，你讲到我了。
Oh, here I am, pastor. I'm a deacon.
感谢主，我先讲我自己。
Okay, praise God. Let me talk about myself.
那。你说那这是怎么回事呢
？So you wonder what is the meaning of all this passage?
他其实是在讲一件事情，这些人做的时候，主从来没有曾认识他们。
This is talking about people performing all kind of tasks without the Lord knowing them.
我们等一下来解释这个事情。
Let me explain how this is possible later.
然后呢，我们的主呢，告诉他们，他们是不能进天国的。
Then the Lord said, "These people, they're not entering the kingdom of heaven."
这里面有一个很大的问题，就进天国的问题。
This is a serious problem. Somebody's not going into the kingdom of heaven.
你们还记得吗？那个钉在十字架上的强盗跟耶稣讲：“你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
Remember, there were two criminals crucified on the sides of Christ, and one of them said, "The day when your kingdom comes, please remember me."
这个一生作恶无数的强盗，他求是求神的国，有没有？你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
That violent criminal being a criminal all of his life, but he said, "When your kingdom comes, please remember me."
那耶稣说不，耶稣说不是的。今天你同我在哪里？在乐园。
Christ said, "No, not that day, but today you will be with me in paradise."
所以弟兄姐妹，也就是说，如果没有进天国却信耶稣的人是进哪里
？So if you are a proclaiming to be a believer.But you're not entering the kingdom of heaven. Where do you end up?
乐园
You're going to be in paradise.
你说那也不错啊。
I said paradise is good.
因为它叫乐园啊。
Because paradise usually is a happy place.
我稍微解释一下。
Let me explain to you.
如果我们在教会里面办一个满汉全席。
Let me say, if I'm laying down a great big feast of all the worldly gourmet in this church.
Chinese food.
Chinese gourmet.
然后在我们在里面吃的时候，你在外面有一个桌子看得到里面，但你在外面吃青州小菜。
So you can see all these people enjoying this great big fest, but you have a little table outside the window and people are just giving you a porridge to eat.
你会不会说不错啊，我最少有青州小菜，会不会？
Would you say, "Wow, this is great, I'm eating this porridge"?
不会的。
No.
所以弟兄姐妹，这里面讲到是天国。
So we're talking about the kingdom of heaven.
谁能够进去呢？
Who's entering the kingdom?
没有进去的就离开了那个天国，就离开耶稣的地方。
Those people who are not entering the kingdom, they are spending time away from Christ Jesus.
圣经说唯有遵行他旨意的。
Only those who does his will.
听见他话去行的。
And they would do whatever according to he said.
那我们就要问，为什么神要救你
？Why would God want to save you then？
我们有什么地方值得神来救我们
？Is there anything in our life that's worthy of this God coming down and save us？
圣经这样告诉我们：你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。我们一起来读好不好
？Let us all read
念中文来，请。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这不仅不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为。
The Bible told us that we are saved by grace through faith. This is not because of who we are ourselves, but this is a grace of the Lord. It is not from our behavior, lest anybody who can boast about their salvation.
所以这里面告诉我们，今天你可以喊主啊主啊的人。
So the Bible told us, even though people can say, "Oh Lord, Lord," they can cry out to him.
不是因为你有好行为。
It's not because they are good people.
我们可以在主的面前喊主，是因为我们的主救赎了我们。
We rightly call out him as our Lord because we are his redeemed people.
圣经其实告诉我们，就从罪的奴隶变成义的奴仆。
The Bible told us that this process changes from the slave of sin to a servant of God.Righteousness.
所以当我们在喊主的时候，请问主是什么意思？
So when we say we call out God as our Lord, what does that mean?
主所代表的意思是一件事物的拥有者，而且他对这个事物有决定权、处分权。
Lord word means a person who has a complete ownership of an objectAnd he has the right to do whatever he wants with that object.
主不是一种称呼而已，他是一个拥有实际权力和地位的那一位。
So it is not just an honorary a calling of somebody being the Lord, but he act, this person actually has all his might and will to do with whatever he wants.
所以马太福音七章二十一节到二十四节告诉我们，这一群人口中喊主。
So the scripture we have just read from Gospel of Mark that people are calling out Jesus Christ as the Lord.
但实际上他们是做自己想做的事情。
But in their minds, they have their own will of what needs to be done.
所以他纵然在教会里面服侍，请注意，他仍然是想做自己想做的事情。
If this person today is serving in the church, even though they are serving in the church, they are still trying to accomplish whatever they think should be done.
也就是他整个人的行为是按照我喜欢就去行的。
So, the only base they're doing something is from their thought that I like to see this happen, I want this happen, and they went ahead and do it.
因此当一个人他得救的时候，他所行所事的都不是主认可的时候，这样的行为就被称为作恶的。
So even though a person who is called to be saved, but in everything they do, they were not recognized by the Lord as the Lord's will. So everything they do, well, how do we call that?
那圣经就说这是违法的，它叫做你违法，而且你藐视。好，你是邪恶的，你是被藐视跟邪恶的。
This kind of self-centeredness, the Bible called it lawlessness, and it's an insult and it's a diminishing in the sight of how great God is.
因为人常常自以为意、自以为对的方式就去做，我们从来不问主，这是对的吗？
A lot of people would do things without asking God whether this is right or not. They do everything based on their own sense of righteousness.
你们知道，我们中间有很多人知道那个好消息的寇少恩牧师 Andrew Cole 牧师，知道吗？对不对？
A lot of you may have seen the Good News TV channel in Taiwan, and know the pastor Cole.
他有一段时间在1989年，他是做那个新闻的主播。
Now before he was pastor in Good News, in 1989 he was a news anchorman.
他呢？做完很早做完主播就要回家的时候呢，他就看到一个人在乞丐在跟人家路旁要钱。
One day after work, he was on his way home and he saw a beggar in the street begging people for money.
他一走过去的时候，神跟他讲说：“你要帮助他。”
As he walked past, he heard God's voice said, "Help him."
他穿得很正式。
He was fully dressed as an anchorman.
他要去帮助他，他赶快掏钱，然后去给他。
So he thought, oh, help him, okay. So he started reaching out his wallet and was going to give some money to him.
那个人说谢谢谢谢。
The beggar said, oh, thank you, thank you.
然后他就要走了。
He was about to leave.
主说不是，你要去传福音给他。
The Lord's voice said again, no, share the good news with him.
他说主啊，我是主播呀。
He said, Lord, I'm a news anchor man.
我去坐在他旁边，去跟他讲耶稣。如果大家看到怎么办？
You want me to like sit there and talk to him? What if people saw me?
主说去。
The Lord's voice said, go.
然后你就看到一个穿着西装的主播坐在一个乞丐的旁边跟他讲耶稣。
So then you saw this sharp-dressed news anchorman sitting right there by a beggar and tell him about Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，你如果做事情不问主，
If you do anything that's not asking, not seeking the Lord's will first,
虽然你已经做事情了,
even though you accomplish something,
主就称为你这作恶的人,
the Lord still said, you, evil doer.
好可怕。
That's scary.
所以我们在这里面, 你知道圣经常常讲一种罪叫做任偏行己路，或者任意而行，偏行己路。
There's a sin that's often mentioned in the Bible, and it's called going people's own way.
你只要按照自己的路去做，不管上帝， 你这个偏行己路的罪就在上帝的面前。
This is a sin that people commit when they do whatever is right in their very own eyes.
人怎么样可以避免这样的错误呢？
How do you avoid committing that sin?
那我们就要问神为什么要救我们？
We have to go back to the source and say, what was God's plan in saving me?
创世纪一章二十六节说，
In the book of Genesis, we were told,
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地必地上所爬的一切昆虫。
In Genesis, God said, we are to make human beings in our image, and we will make human beings so that they may be in charge of all the fish in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the animals on earth, and the entire earth.
你要注意，使他们管理是神的目的。
So you see, in God's will, God made human beings so that they may take charge.
那神造人的目的是要人代表他来管理他所造的万物。
So human being acts as God's representative in charge of every creation.
所以当我们来学习的时候，我们要把这个观念先放在心里面。
So when we started learning about the truth, we have to always bear this in mind.
而不是对自己说，我只要得救就好了。
Stop telling ourselves, it's good enough that we're saved.
或者说我在教会里面已经有学习，有摆上了，就这样就够了。
Or even, I'm doing something in the church, that should be pretty holy enough.
因为我都是做我喜欢做的事情。
What if we were just doing this because we do it right in our own eyes?
如果我在教会里面只做我想做，如果这个事情我不要做，他们怎么样告诉我都不要做。然后呢，我们发现只是因为我自己。
If we are happily doing whatever is right in our own eyes in the church, and we never do anything where these other people ask us to do, we realize that we are starting out from the point of our own self-centeredness.
圣经称这样的人为什么人？
So, let me ask you again, what do Bible call this kind of people?
叫什么人？作恶的人。
In the Bible, God calls them evildoers.
所以一个属主的人要明白我们的好坏善恶，就对面对这事情的时候，我们不是在决定权不是在己，而是在主。
If you truly belong to Jesus Christ, you have to realize that all your judgment of righteousness and sinfulness should be aligned to God's value.
为这个缘故，主要我们来学习按照主的旨意来经营计划你的学习来做管理。
And the Lord wants us to start learning aboutHow do we do all this in charge management of everything about us, according to the Lord's will?
什么意思呢？
What do I mean by that?
如果你说啊，我牧师，我什么都不是，我只是在家里面做一个家庭主妇。
Some people may come to me and say, "Well, I don't have any great occupation, but I keep my house clean."
所以你就在家里里面，你要管理你的房子。
But in that way, you are in charge of the household.
你要把它整理干净。
You keep your household clean.
你不能够让它不受管理。
You can't just let everything go the way it is and go dirty and go messy.
你有儿女，你要管理好你的儿女。
And then, if you have children, teach them well.
每一个小孩子个性都不一样，要学习按照他们的个性来管理他们。
Recognize that every child is different, and take charge of how you teach them.
弟兄们
brothers,
你每一天打开你家里门的时候，那个庭园脏脏的，就是你的管理的地方。
When you open up the sliding door, you go to your backyard, and you realize that it's a mess, well, that's your charge.
要去把它清干净。
You should go out there and start cleaning it.
如果你是教会的长老执事，
If you're serving as a deacon or an elder in the church,
不要只想到做荣耀的工作，要按照神的话，要做那个为做仆人。你要为大就做仆人，为首就做用人。
Don't just do things that bring people's honoring to you. But do whatever is menial and do not sin by people because that's how you become useful.
把教会管理好。
That's how you take charge of the church God entrusting you.
你不能够说只是当上一个名分以后，你只是在那个名分上没有产生整个管理代表神的果效。
Don't sit on your laurel because you got this position in church. God wants you to take charge of every little work.
我们来看一下，这样学习神计划的人。
So, a person who learns God's redemptive plan.
神要救我们进到他的国里面。
It's a person that God has saved, redeemed, and will enter the kingdom.
我们一起来读这个圣经。
Let us see what the Bible told us.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到怎么样？他爱子的国里，不是乐园里。他希望我们进到他的国里面。
So he saved us from the power of darkness and into the kingdom of his beloved son. Not into the paradise, but into the kingdom of God.
第二个，我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十二节。
And in the first letter to Thessalonica Christians, we can also read this.
好，我们再一起来读，请。要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
You are called so that in everything you do, you are fitting for the one who called you into the kingdom to the kingdom of the glorious God.
神要招我们进他的国，不是进乐园，是进他的国，要得神的荣耀。
God has called us to enter his glory, enter his kingdom, not enter a very happy paradise.
神要我们人来学习管理。
God wants us to learn how to manage, how to be in charge.
管理自己的时间。
In charge of our own time.
管理自己现在身体能够所及的周围的环境。
Manage in charge of the environment where you can help improve.
管理自己与自己的夫妻间的关系。
And to be in charge and manage good relationship between your spouse.
如果神再给你管理一个公司，你就为着神的缘故管理你的公司。
If God put you in charge of a corporation, then do it for God.
请记住，这个管理的表面的根源，就像那个枪的子弹一样，可以溯源到底你是为谁管理。
Please remember, the phenomenon of you being in charge of something can be traced back to the source, and that should be what God wants you to do.
你的目标是为自己自私自利呢，还是为神的荣耀？
Trace back to the source and know whether you're doing everything based on your own will or God's will.
所以神救赎我们是要进他的国，得他荣耀的。
So the Lord save us into his kingdom, into his glory.
神救赎我们的目的
，the purpose of us being saved，
他是要我们与他同掌王权
，is that we may reign with him。
这是你的想法吗
？Do you believe in that？
还是你说啊、哦，我只要信耶稣就好了
？Or are you still going? Well, yeah, I got a ticket. I'm a believer.
好，我们要进入到我们的结论。
Let's conclude.
有一个竹子长得非常的高大漂亮。
Bamboo plant is growing into a huge, beautiful plant.
因为它的主人非常的照顾它。
Because the owner of this plant took good care of it.
然后这个竹子就跟主人对话，主人，主人，我太爱你了。
So the bamboo plant talked to the owner of the plant and said, "Oh, my dear owner, I really love you."
然后他对主人说，我愿意为你做任何你要。想要做的事情都可以做在我的身上。
So I love you so much, I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do.
主人说你真的愿意这样吗
？The owner said, "Are you sincere about that?"
他说是的。
The bamboo said, "Yes."
主人呢就回家拿了一把砍柴的刀。
So the owner went home and took a saw.
然后就把这个竹子砍下来。
And sawed off that bamboo plant.
那竹子吓一跳说主人。你怎么把我砍下来了呢
？The plant was horrified and say, "Why did you do this to me?"
我本来是高高的站立的，现在我是倒在地上。
I was a beautiful tall plant, and now I'm just here flat on the ground.
主， 你这样子代表你爱我吗？
So I'm wondering, do you really love me as your plant?
主说你不是说你愿意按照我要用你的方式来用。
The owner said, well, didn't you say you're willing to do whatever I want you, want to happen to you?
过了一段时间，那个竹子干了。
After a while, the bamboo started to dry up.
然后主人又拿起柴刀来，又开始把它的叶子枝枝那些很漂亮的叶子全部都砍掉。
And the owner took a hatchet and started to clean up the bamboo and cut off all the leaves and branches.
他说：“主人啊，我倒了，已经倒了，我现在连漂亮的叶子都被你砍光光了。”
Bamboo said, "Dear owner, I'm already down, and now you're taking away all my beautiful branches.
我什么都没有了。”
I'm truly nothing now.
主人不仅这样做，
but the owner did more than that.
他还他的身上挖洞。
He took a drill and started drilling holes.
挖一些洞，然后砍下来，又截一段。
And cut off one piece of the bamboo.
又把另外一个竹子一剖，剖一半。
And then another piece, he just split it in half.
然后他发现他全部都破碎了。
Wow, the bamboo thought, wow, I'm completely disintegrated.
他发现他什么都不是了。
I'm truly nothing now.
不是漂亮的竹子。
I'm no longer that beautiful.
没有漂亮的叶子。
I'm leafless.
然后主人就把那砍洞的地方架在一个山的一个跟别的竹子放在一起的地方。
So the owner took the bamboo section with holes and put them into the mountain along with other bamboo sections.
最后他才发现原来他的主人是要透过他把水引到需要灌溉的地方。
Then he started to realize that he was a piece of the network where the owner used to lead water so that the field may be irrigated.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，被主使用。
Brothers and sisters, we used by the Lord.
我们一起再来念一下我们今天的圣经。
According to the scripture we have just read,
一起来读，请。神啊，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。你使我们进入网罗，把重担放在我们的身上。你使人坐卧压我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们怎么样？到丰富之地。弟兄姐妹们，神的心意在我们生命里面有他很深的计划跟带领。
Brothers and sisters, the will the Lord has for our lives is often a very deep, very rich plan.
因为这些事情发生在我们身上是要效力使我们得益处的。
All these things happen to us so that we may become useful and fitting for glory.
当我们愿意因着主的关系，我们愿意让主的计划成全在我们的身上。
When we, because of our love for the Lord, is willing to let the Lord's will be realized through us,
你会发现这个教会会多了许多像耶稣的人。
Look around you, then you realize all of a sudden there are all these other people in church who are Christ-like.
耶稣希望在这个教会多许多像他的人。
That is what God wants to see in a church like this.
那个人是你吗？
Are you one of this group?
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们向你献上赞美。
Lord, we give you our praises.
你在我们生命里面的计划跟意念是高过我们的。
The will, the plan you have in us is way higher than our own thoughts.
我求你帮助我们能够知道你的计划，然后顺着你的计划而行。
Help us to understand your plan and help us to submit to the plan.
愿主你施恩赐福给我们的教会。
May the Lord bless this church.
使这个教会增加很多像耶稣的人。
So that this church is graced by many people who are Christ-like.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.